Hey guys, how's it going? Just another update here. First of all, I wanted to welcome everybody that's new. A ton of people have come and joined us here, and I think that's awesome. I'm completely humbled that you guys would even click on the link to Patreon, nonetheless, then decide to help kind of push this channel forward and help, you know, support all the efforts that I'm doing here. So I just wanted to say welcome and thank you, of course. It really does, I don't know, it just impresses me, I guess, how great of a community that I'm a part of here. Even before I made the channel, right, I was on all these Discords and Facebook groups and Reddit and pretty much anywhere I could discuss board games, I was doing it already, you know. And so I've always been so impressed. So I thank you for continuing to impress me, I guess. I wanted to talk a bit about some Patreon updates, Skillshare, just kind of general work that I'm doing, and then stuff that's coming up. So just kind of a small update here, and really it's just an excuse to talk to you guys, right? I mean, that's what I live for. I do it enough, that's for sure. So Patreon tier updates. So I called out the fact that at the night level, which is like the $5 one, that you can get physical items because I require an address. At one point, because I wanted everybody to be have it available, right? I wanted everybody to be able to receive stuff from me, because whenever I hit a milestone, they're called goals on Patreon, but I never consider them goals because it's not like a goal to get a certain amount. Per se, because I'm not like unlocking new content really from it, right? I'm not like, I'll start actually doing, you know, a video every week if you give me this much. Like, I think that's silly. I'll make the videos I make and I'll get what I get, I guess, right? So I've never really tied it like that. Instead, I've used them as kind of an excuse to celebrate, right? Just to kind of, really it's an excuse to reward you guys more, right? To be able to give back at least in some way and in the ways that I can. So, I had it to where everybody had needed an address, but eventually I dropped the address requirement on the $1 one, just because I know there are some people that are really timid about sharing information and stuff like that. And like, technically, I know where you guys live. I guess I could Google it or whatever. Like, I have enough time for that. But anyway, like, I understand people are a little timid, perhaps, and stuff like that. And so I didn't want to lock somebody out of it just because they didn't want to share that information. So I dropped it at the $1, and sadly it removed, like, if you joined while that was there and you submitted the address, it's gone. I can't even see it. Like, there's nothing there. So really it's $5 and above that I'm able to send things out to. And so I wanted to kind of call that out, because at that point it's, I think, a bit more important to note if it's only a certain tier and above. So I updated that, and really it's just saying that, you know, you could be part of the celebration and I can send things to you when it happens. Additionally, I enhanced the Lord reward. The Lord of Good Enough is at the $50 tier, which is pretty high. Like, there's literally just two of you guys that are even at that tier, and that's fine. I mean, I wouldn't expect anything else. To include the review process. So if you didn't know, I've talked about this a little bit on my Patreon, or on my Discord server, where I chat a lot there, which you guys all have access to, by the way. But I would love to, at some point, include all of you guys in sort of the review process in some way. So I'm thinking of either actually playing with some of you guys and being like, you know, hey, you know, I got this prototype in, and I'm going through sessions. I need a session with a higher player count, because I like to change player counts, right? Well, I can get a few of you guys on there, and we can verbal board it or somehow stream it some other way. Or sometimes I might even review stuff digitally, right? Like a tabletop, you know, simulator, something like that. Obviously, that I could do. I could also just, if nothing else, stream my review process, so you guys can kind of see my interactions with the game and my, you know, what I'm saying about it early, which would be kind of cool. And anytime I'm either streaming it or uploading it afterwards, anything like that, I can do that to pretty much everybody that's listening to this. I don't mind that at all. But whenever I get to actually like playing something with people, I have to kind of limit it because I can only do so much, obviously. And so if I had, like right now, there's over 100 of you guys. So if I needed to play these games with over 100 people, like you guys would play like once a year, maybe. Actually, it'd be even less than that, like once every other year, right? I mean, I don't play really high player count games. So it's not logistically possible. So I try to limit those kind of artificially. And it's a good way to kind of, you know, give back to somebody who's willing to give so much, at least what I can. So that's like at the 50 and above, right? So the Lord and then Prince and then King. I think are the only other pledges there. So anyway, updated those two, kind of added a little bit to the 50, and then also called out the fact that, you know, you guys can be a part of the celebration, which is, I think, awesome. Okay, I'm gonna move on to Skillshare here. Skillshare did approve the video, so that's great. They actually, and again, this is something I thought was super important and what I've been very disappointed with the board game companies, and part of it's just a professionalism thing, and a lot of board game companies aren't professional in the sense that like they're not a company, it's just some dudes making money making board games or whatever, right? Or campaigns. So anyway, I had a, you know, hey, the first, you know, however many people that, you know, click this, get this kind of thing with a custom link and all that. And I had an audio call out because they wanted an audio call out saying, hey, you got to say that this is sponsored. But they also, one of the things that they said in feedback is like, okay, this is approved, but you need to actually add it in your description as well, that this is a sponsored video, that, you know, there's a sponsor behind this. Which I thought is great, actually. I didn't take it as, oh, you need to like put our name there, because like obviously I already have all this other stuff, right? And so what would that add to them? Nothing. But more the fact that then people understand that part of this video is paid for, essentially, right? And I think that's hugely important. And I actually really liked that they were pushing for that and they had these stipulations. I don't know how many board game channels or videos I've seen where they have that little tiny, you know, this was a sponsored, you know, video or whatever, part of this video sponsored, that little pop-up that YouTube adds in like the lower right-hand corner that you can do, that has like no audio cue, nothing of any kind. You could miss it if you blink too much, or if you turn around to grab a drink and then you go back and you don't even know. It's great to have somebody be like, okay, you need to actually say it out loud. You need to actually put it in the description. You need to do all this stuff to make sure that people know. I think that's great. So I thought it was pretty cool, and it's great that they approved it. I was worried that they would not like it, because, and you're going to see it in the video here, which I will try to release it early to you guys if I can. I added one last update to it, just because I recorded it so early, so I'm like finding out new information. So I added an update to it. I'm re-uploading it. Once it's ready, I'll go and post it on Patreon. I don't care. In fact, by the time this gets to you, maybe it'll already be there. I'm not sure. Anyway, so I'm glad that they approved it, because it's and again, you'll see this, it's in my style, right? It's definitely not the typical Skillshare blurb that you see from most people. It fits right into the video. It's just me talking to you guys, just like I'm doing now, just like I do in the video. I don't know. I guess I wouldn't know any other way to do it. I don't understand the people that get this like going over my words here, the persona of going in front of a camera and talking to people like you're narrating something, or you're you know, like a public speaker or something. Like I just talk. And it means it's long. It means it's droning. It means I probably repeat in a lot of information, but it also means that it's honest and authentic. And you know, I say things I read later, and they make me laugh, or they make me cringe, or, you know, anything in between. But it is what it is. So it's definitely my style. And so I was worried they wouldn't approve it and I'd have to edit it, or they'd be like, ah, you know, you got to change this, but they didn't. And so that's great. I'm happy about that. Okay. Editing progress and focus is what I've titled this next session. So I am editing the Senkoku Shin painting video. I've put a few hours into it. There's still many more to go, which then leads me to focus. I don't know if it's like an ADD thing or what. I think it's just a desire to, try and do something fun, I guess. Maybe. I don't know. I struggle, right, to edit these painting videos. They take so much time. And I want them to be nice. And I realize that they're not for everybody, and a lot of you guys will actually skip it, and that's fine. Like, I don't care. You know, I always do what I want to do, and I want to show you guys this miniature painted, because I think the painting adds a lot to miniatures, especially a miniature like this that's so different. It really calls out a few things, and you can kind of see color schemes and just kind of art direction and stuff like that. So I really enjoy it, the process of painting it. I really enjoy sharing it. I just don't enjoy editing it. I don't enjoy editing any video ever. But obviously these take longer. So I tend to wander away and do other stuff. But the problem is, because I'm supposed to be editing, I'm not like, I'm not going to edit. I'm going to go play a video game, or I'm going to go paint, or I'm going to do that. I'm still in my mind, oh, I'm going to edit. But then I end up drifting away and do a whole bunch of nothing for a long time. I don't know if you guys have ever done that before, where you're like, how did I spend 3 hours just browsing Facebook? Like, how does that even happen? But I've been finding myself doing that a little bit. So I'm still trying to, trying to get that out, right? It's a lot of work, and I needed to work on this because I wanted it ready for, you know, September, because it's coming. I don't know where August went, but here we are. It's getting close to September now. Anyway, so, you know, still working on that. I'm filming my painting of the Celestial Mini, and so I'll have her at some point as well for you guys. And actually, with these painting videos, once I get them up, the Sengoku should probably go up right away. The Celestial might be Patreon only for a while until I might sit on it. And like, for instance, I didn't have a video on Tuesday because it was going to be the Sengoku Kushin, but it was just, I spent hours on Monday trying to get it done. This wasn't going to get done. And so then when I missed Tuesday, I'm like, well, I'll just work on it some more and maybe do it, you know, launch it Wednesday. And it just progressed from there, right? But the Celestial one, I might wait to release it, something like that. So, oh, hey, I didn't get a video in time. I got sick or had to deal with family stuff, or I'm on vacation or whatever. I'm up in the mountains. I can't do a video. It'd be nice to have a video I can just plop on there. It may not be the biggest video ever. It doesn't matter. But it's something for you guys to just, you know, get your fix of board games talk, I guess. So I might make a few videos like that over time, and those will obviously be released to Patreon, well before they're put publicly, most likely. Okay, coming up stuff. So I mentioned the Sengokushin Mini. So I painted her, and I think she looks great. I'll see about adding a picture so you guys can see maybe a little bit of a spoiler. The guys on Discord, they have all seen them, but I know not all of you are on Discord, and that's fine. So I'm going to try and post it here on Patreon. And then there's some Storm Sunder minis that I got, the final production plastic version of them. I got two boxes, and as far as I can tell, nobody knows what's in the second box. A few other people got the one box, so I don't know what the other one is. I guess we'll see. I don't even know either. But obviously, once it's there, I'll post that as well, so you guys will see that. I am going to be sending out rewards, so I have picked 3 winners that are getting some board games from me, and this is, again, a celebration from our last milestone, and they're, like, across the gambit. So, one of them's from the 5, actually, I think it's, like, one of them's from the 5, one of them's from the 10, and one of them's from the 20. I believe that's what it is. I'll have to double-check where everybody is. I was just doing a random number generator, so, but I remember looking just to kind of be curious, because I didn't want to... I would have been worried if, like, all 3 were the 20, so it's like, oh, and nobody else gets anything, huh, or something like that. So, and I got the boxes, they're all packaged up, I just need to drop them off at the post office, so that's exciting, that'll be happening here soon, and of course I'll post an update with an image on that. And then the only other thing I want to talk about is, I guess, just some, like, more far-reaching future stuff. So I do want to start doing some more lists, you know, kind of like the top 10 or top 5. It would probably be pretty common on my channel. However, I don't like the typical stuff you see, right? Like I think that's great to do something like, you know, my top 10 board games. Like, okay, sure, that's fine. But first of all, you could only really do that once, and then maybe update one of them every year. Like, maybe, I don't know. a lot of my favorite games are older games. It just is what it is. And I don't play like a ton. I'm not playing everything under the sun or anything. So, to me, that's of limited interest. But I'm much more interested in doing odd things like what I did before, where I did a top 10 list of failed Kickstarters. That's like a failed Kickstarters. And, you know, just take 10 of them that I have something to say about, whether I was interested in it or I noticed why it failed or whatever. Let's try and do a post-mortem on it, right? An after-action review. Let's like look at it and see, you know, maybe why it went wrong. Because there's so much more value in that. And I could have probably even titled that something like Why Kickstarters Fail. And heck, it probably would have gotten more videos, I guess. So I don't know. I'm kind of debating on how to handle that. I guess if you have any feedback, let me know. Whether it should be a list or whether maybe I'm forcing it to be a list when it doesn't need to be. Not sure. I like the idea of having it marketed almost like a playlist, right? Like, here's all of my lists of top tens or top fives or whatever. But still having them more interesting like that. But at the same point, once I make them more interesting, it's more about that interesting portion of it, like why Kickstarters failed, than necessarily the list, which is almost kind of a neither here nor there scenario. So I don't know, but then you can't like playlist around them. I guess I could say talking points, but that would be a lot of my videos. So I don't know. I don't know if there's even a right answer to that or not, but if you have any feedback on that, I'd obviously love to hear it. But that's really all I wanted to say to you guys. Just wanted a quick update. I hadn't done this in a while, and I was thinking about it. I think about Patreon a lot, and just, I guess, I always wish I could do more. I never feel like I do enough for you guys. And it's not that, you know, I don't know, I'm trying to think of how to word this. I am so blown away by the amount of faith and willingness you guys put forward to send some guy on the internet some money to help do what he's doing on YouTube. And I feel like I can't give enough, right? Like I feel like no matter what I do, it doesn't properly convey how I feel, or it doesn't properly reward you in the way that I wish I could. And part of it's just, I mean, like, if you guys were all here in Idaho, right? Like, I'd go hang out with you guys all the time. Like, we'd go grab dinner. We'd go, you know, to a game night and, you know, play some games. And I definitely want to actually eventually do that through cons and just kind of excuses to do that. Like, I was thinking just the other day that Salt Lake City has a con. Now, it's not a big con per se, but Succubus Publishing's there, right? And so maybe I could go there. It's close. I could drive there. And it's a very mini thing, but if anybody of you are around the area and going, obviously I can meet up with you. I can meet up with Succubus Publishing. I know they'd be there. And, you know, I want to try and do as much as I can to get out there to meet you guys, because to me, in my mind, that's the only way I can properly thank you is to do it in person, right? To actually shake your hand and say, you know, hey, it's great to meet you and all that kind of, like, I don't know. I guess I do what I can, but I think about it a lot. So when I say I think about Patreon, I think about if I'm doing enough, what I could do better, what I could do more of, more than I think you guys probably realize. This wasn't necessarily a talking point. I didn't write this down. It just kind of, I don't even know how it came up now that I'm trying to think back on it. I think I was ending this update, though. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. But seriously, guys, you guys are awesome, and I love talking to you guys all the time. So say hi, you know, let me know if you have any feedback or anything like that. And I will have another update for you guys here very soon. Let me know the length of these. Like, this one I'm looking right now, it's almost 20 minutes long. That may be a little long, though. Everything I make is long, it seems. Let me know if you'd like something shorter, or this is a good length, or whatnot. Maybe you're tired of me rambling and you're like, just end the video already or end the update already. In which case, I will do that. So I will talk to you guys really, really soon. See ya.